What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Carlene, with Strong with Carlene, helping you guys become strong every day. Happy Monday, everybody. Happy Monday. Hope you guys are having such a fantastic day. Guys, today's an amazing day. Have you ever heard anybody say, like, if you're a believer, if you're a follower, if you're religious, have you ever heard anybody say, or even if you're not, have you ever heard anybody say, hey, God wanted me to tell you this, and I have a message for you. You know, back in the days, I used to feel like people were a little cringe. You know, I would be like, why are they saying that? Like, girl, like, how do you know God's talking to you? You know what I mean? And the crazy part is that I recently came across that. And it's like when you are literally connected, it doesn't necessarily have to be like if you're Christian. I'm just talking about if you're connected spiritually, you will hear God talk to you. And it's freaking crazy. And for me, it's just so amazing. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy. I never thought it was possible. And back in the days, I would hear people say like all those things. And I'd be like, that's so cringe, right? Girl, recently he's been talking and he's like, I need you to say this. And I kid you not, guys, I've been listening to everything he has to tell me. And the crazy part is I've always listened, but I never really, really paid attention. And so when God speaks to us, guys, it's just one of those things that you're just like, dude, I got to pay attention because it's like he's giving you the roadmap, if that makes sense, right? So recently he just tells me these things. He's like, Carlene, I need you to say this and I need you to say these motivational stuff. And it's not me saying motivational stuff just to be motivational, but these are messages that I get. Back in the days, guys, I used to wake up in the middle of the night, it could be like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I would have to say these messages. And I used to put them on my social media and I would put them on my stories. And people would be like, dude, I really needed to hear that. I'm like, you know what? I don't know what it is, but I needed to make those videos. And I would record me saying certain messages. And recently I've came across a lot of crazy things, and I've just been working on a lot of amazing projects, which, like I said, everything that I'm doing and everything that I've done is aligned with my beliefs. And like I said, guys, I am a Jesus follower. I'm not a religious person. It's a relationship that I have with him that to me, it's more important than just a religion, if that makes sense. So I will sit here and tell you, yeah, I'm his daughter. You know, I'm his follower. I follow Christ. But anyways, guys, I've been saying all these messages, and for some reason, like recently, guys, you guys know I make these podcasts on a daily. You know, I make these podcasts every single Monday. I make these podcasts, and for some reason, I wasn't feeling like myself recently, and I just felt like, God, like, what is it that you want me to talk about? Because sometimes, like, you want to say certain things or whatever, and I got caught up with work and everything, and then he just was speaking to me. He's like, you know, I need you to speak to people like this, and I need you to do this. And I'm like, you know, that's what I used to do back in the days. I used to speak to people. I would send them DMs because I just felt it in my heart. Well, recently he spoke to me, guys, and he told me a lot of amazing things. And I said, give me the vision. How can I help these people during this time? Because right now, this time is the hardest time right now for a lot of people when it comes to finances, when it comes to their businesses, when it comes to their homes, when it comes to just everything overall. Because have you guys seen prices about products are like skyrocketed, right? And the thing is, during this time, guys, we see other people succeeding. We're like, damn, like, why can't it be us? And I'm here to tell you the things, like, it doesn't have to seem that way. We just need to change our perspective. Let me tell you something, guys. Life is going to happen. Situations are going to happen, but it's just how you see things, okay? I used to play the victim before. I used to have the victim mentality. Now I have the victory mentality, right? I'm not over here making myself like the victim. Like, I'm not here where I want to be because this is so-and-so and this and that. Or I'm not blaming people anymore. In this situation right now, yes, we are going through tough times, but we got to change our perspective too. We got to see what we are blessed with. We got to look at our surroundings. Okay, you know what? X, Y, and Z is not working. What do I need to do next? I need to stop feeling like I'm not worthy enough. I need to stop feeling like, you know, because of everything that's going on, who gives a crap? You know what I mean? I know life is going to happen. Life is always going to life. You know what I mean? And the crazy part is that we get into the situation where, because we see bad things happening, we let those things control us, and we shouldn't. And the message, guys, that God gave me was like, you got to teach these people, you got to help people, Carlene, because there's a lot of people that don't believe in themselves. They don't know that I am their provider. They don't know that I can help them. They don't know enough to know that I can help them get out of that hole. And I've been working and working, guys, and finally it literally clicked. And it's something that's been working for me. And it's something that's been working for my partner. It's something that I'm like, dude, I used to do this all the time. And it was with prayer and it was with this and it was with that. And I'm like, dude, but God, like, how is this going to work? He's like, just listen to me. I'm going to guide you. And I was like, wow. So he gave me the blueprint, guys. He gave me the plan. And it's something that I've been working on. And I kid you not, guys, like, I want us all to succeed. We all have the power to succeed. It doesn't matter if this inflation's happening. It doesn't matter whatever is going down. It doesn't matter certain situations. Life is going to happen. We just need to learn how to get out of it. And the things, we all have what it takes. I'm not no different than you. Look, give you guys an example. My schedule is crazy right now, right? And it's crazy because I choose it to be crazy and because I love it and because I know where I'm going and know what it takes. My schedule is I wake up every single day at 3 o'clock in the morning. From 3 o'clock to 3:30, I'm listening to my stuff in the morning. I listen to prayer. I listen to my music. I listen to my meditation stuff. And I just have my little me time, right? But I'm preparing for the day. I'm not thinking about what so-and-so did to me last week. I'm not looking through social media. I'm literally preparing myself for a successful day. And then I'm at the gym. When I'm at the gym, I'm not like listening to music. I'm listening to things that are going to help me throughout the day, right? I'm setting up myself for success. I'm not thinking about the problems from yesterday. I'm not thinking about the problems of, oh, what's going to happen today. I'm not trying to manifest those things on this day. You know what I mean? I'm trying to manifest good things into my life. So what am I doing? I'm literally training my mind, even though all these things are going around us. I'm training my mind on a daily basis how to become better, right? I'm like, dude, let's only think positive stuff because I don't have time. I don't have room in my head to be thinking about negative things. And the thing is that we need to see life like that. We have to program ourselves on a daily basis that things are possible for us because they truly are. And we have been brought up in this society and life that we were taught that we weren't good enough to create these things or to have these things, that we were supposed to have a job like certain like this, and we need to look like this, and we need to look like that. And that's the thing. That's all a lie, guys. We all got what it takes. God gives us so many opportunities, and sometimes we mess up by self-doubting ourselves because we think we're not good enough. And I'm here to remind you that you got what it takes. I don't just say that just to tell you that. I'm telling you because I truly believe it. I believe in it within myself. If I'm not where I want to be right now, it's because I'm not doing the work. But if I'm doing the work, guess what? I'm going to be there a step closer each and every single day. The thing is, we all got what it takes. We just got to stop putting ourselves into the victim mentality. We need to stop feeling sorry for ourselves. We need to stop making excuses of why we are not where we want to be. I guarantee you, if you guys start doing the work, you're going to get there faster than anybody who's not even thinking about doing anything. How do you think all these people become successful? It's not just overnight. It takes work. It takes the grind. It takes those hard days. It takes days to eat cup of noodles, you know? But then at the end of the day, when they finally get there, they're like, dude, that it was so worth it. So right now, guys, I know you're probably going through a tough time. I know right now you're like, dude, I'm barely making ends meet, Carlene. And the thing is that find something that you are in love with. Find a side hustle. Maybe start selling cakes. Maybe start, I don't know, teaching something to someone. Maybe start your YouTube channel. The thing is, you just got to get started. You just got to get something done today, guys. Don't let anything hold you back. We all have what it takes. Especially right now, you have all the technology in the world. You have your phone. Stop scrolling on a daily basis and get some videos done for your business or for yourself. Start posting things. You guys, there's so many ways you guys can make money. There's people that make money without even showing their face on YouTube. They make videos, they make sounds. Like, there's so many ways to make money. So you are lying to yourself that you're not able to be successful. That is you because you don't want to do the work. You got to stop playing the victim card on a daily basis. You know, when I stopped making those excuses, I started seeing so many things around me. I didn't know I was able to do this stuff. So once again, guys, stop playing the victim mentality. You got what it takes. God gave you that vision. God told you, hey, you're here another day. Let's make it happen. I'm here with you. You just guys have to just trust and believe. That's all you got what it takes. You guys just have to trust and believe and just do the work. Everything else is going to fall into place and everything else is going to work out. Number one, you have to start thinking positive. Number two, you're going to start getting rid of some distractions that are not getting you where you need to be. Number three, you have to do the work, and it's going to hurt. It is going to hurt, but it's going to be worth it, guys. And number four, you have to have faith. You have to have faith in yourself, and you just have to have faith in God. You know, just like God has faith in you, you have to have faith in him too, even though sometimes you can't see him or feel him, but understand that he is there, guys. All right? So let's start this Monday kicking ass. Let's kick ass this Monday. Let's kick ass this whole freaking week, guys. Because this week, you're going to achieve so many things, because now you're like, dude, you know what? Carlene is right. And Carlene's never lying to us. If Carlene can do it, so can I. Guys, you guys got what it takes. You guys are amazing. You guys are special. God woke you up today is because he still is not done with you. God is not done with you, girlfriend. So let's get up this week and let's go kick some ass. But most important, don't forget that you are stronger every day.